Before we go into the children's talk, I just want to say a few words about what we're going to do this morning. And it's on the back of really what Ross was saying last week. Now, how many of you were here last week? Ross just preached an awesome message last week, didn't he? He was just brilliant. And thank you, Ross, for that. And he was talking about how important it is when we're reaching younger generations that we're authentic, that we're real in our faith, because they don't want to know if it's something that we're just putting on. And it's just airs and graces. And people want to come here and feel welcomed and not judged when they come amongst us, to be welcomed as they are. And it got me thinking about this verse in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 23. The Father is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's quite interesting that the Greek word for this, sorry, we're into Greek already, it's only 10 minutes into the service, but it's very important, this, I think, because the word is not about the truth necessarily of the gospel. It's not the truth about who God is. It's not doctrine, but the word is about coming as you are. It's being about unconcealed. That's what it means, so that when we're actually open and we're here just as we are, we don't have any pretenses. We don't want to put on any airs and graces. That actually God welcomes us into his presence just as we are. We don't have to be good. We don't earn our salvation. There's none of that. And this really was what I was wanting to follow up Ross's word on, is that, you know, we want our churches to be places that people feel welcome and not judged in, and they can prepare to come as they are. But there is a problem, isn't there? That's what the theory is. That's what we'd like. That's what God's word says, invites us in. But what if everyone knew what I was really like? And so you want to come and worship God as you are, but the shields go up because you don't want people to know who you really are. And sometimes we think, well, if God, well, he does know who we really are, but because God knows that, I'm not sure that he's very keen on me, or he loves me, or he accepts me. What if everyone knew what I was really like? And on the back of that, I want to flag up the Freedom in Christ course that we're running. Yes. Because it's an opportunity. We started on Thursday, 7:15 in the church, Thursdays. It's an 18-week course, and we're looking through some of these issues about how do we feel accepted by God? How do we get set free from that feeling of not being accepted, of not being significant? Because we want everybody to walk in the freedom of knowing that God loves them and accepts them and has lives of significance prepared for them to do. So that's what the course is all about. And on Sundays, on the follow-up after the course, we're going to be pulling out some of the aspects, not all of them, from what's been discussed through the week. And so that's what I'm doing this morning, basically, is to look at three issues. So this is what the whole service is about, so you've found out, so now you can go, no, don't do that, there's more. There's three truths that we draw from God's word, which will help us to walk in freedom. But the point of today is, I believe that God actually wants to set some people free this morning. That's what I felt he said to me. That's what's on my heart this morning, that we'll know that we're accepted. Father God accepts us for who we are, but that he's seeking to transform us to the likeness of his son so that we lead lives of significance in him, but at the same time knowing that we are secure in his love. Now, at the moment, that may be for some of you just head knowledge. Yeah, I know these truths. So my prayer and what I think God has on this service this morning is that some people will walk free and they will know this, not just in their heads, but in their hearts this morning. So that's where we're going. It gives you a chance to go if you want, if you don't want to buy into this. And some of you will be thinking, well, I know all this stuff anyway, and that's fine. If you already feel these things and you know them for real in your heart, then that's great. But there will be some this morning that don't know that. Okay, now can all the young people see the screen? If you can't see the screen, do you want to move to somewhere where you can? Okay, so I'll give you 10 seconds to move if you want to. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Keys. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about keys. Let's see if you can identify these. These are quite small ones. What do you think these keys open? Doors. That's good, yes. Be more specific. They're quite small. What do you think they open? House keys? A wee bit small for that, I think. Go smaller. Padlock? Yeah, it could be padlock, or it could be a... Thank you for joining me. Okay. I'm just going to file away some thoughts. Filing cabinets? Okay. Ooh, right. Big, dirty, old ones. Granny's house? Church gates? Gorebridge, not Gorebridge Parish Church's. Castles, yep, good. Actually, I don't know the answer to that. These are just guesses, I guess. Yep, old castles, old houses. Right, now these ones I have more of an idea about which ones, yeah. Car keys. Can you see the emblem on the car keys? Toyota. Yes, Toyota car keys. Now there's one, oh, my laser didn't work. But there's one in the middle there. That's a very special kind of key. Any ideas? It's a kind of flat job. It's a flat key. Ah, well done, Chick. Computer, yeah. It's a USB memory key, which is a very handy thing to have on your key ring. Okay. Ooh, who's into computer games here? All right. Is this a familiar key to you? Any of you play Assassin's Creed? Talitha, do you play Talitha? Oh, wow. Awesome. Well done. I'm impressed with that. I thought it was only boys that played this game. I'm impressed. Okay, so for those of you that play Assassin's Creed on a regular basis, the keys of Romulus, what do they do? Nobody remember? Talitha, Nathan, do you know? Exactly, you need them to open something. Now, I've been reliably told by a young boy who I know very well in my family that this unlocks armor, okay? But you need the armor, you see, for the next stage. So the thing is, you don't know what's coming up, but you know that you need to get this key first because you'll need it later on, okay? And God's word is a bit like keys, okay? The Bible. So this morning, I'm going to encourage you all to have a look at your Bibles, get your mums and dads to read them. Later, yeah, not at this moment, Mark, no. But when you're at home, look at your Bibles and read some of the things that God says to you, because these can be keys to growing in the knowledge of Him, okay? So I heard some very good advice. Somebody said, well, I just started reading the Bible and it didn't make sense, and I kept reading it, And you have to pray to allow the Holy Spirit to help you to understand the Bible. But actually, you just keep reading until you get to some part that actually is for you, that makes sense to you. And you say, ah, I can see my own story there in the Bible, in that particular story. And I've read stories in the Bible, like the story of Jonathan. I sometimes spend quite a lot of time in that because obviously his name is Jonathan. Like mine, I'm actually Jonathan as well as Johnny. And so I read his story and I can identify with him in the Bible. But every one of us will have some key in the Bible that will help us to grow, to get to know Jesus more. Okay, so we're going to pray together. Shall we pray? Okay. Hey, Eli. Hiya. Well, shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that you've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to understand your word, and that each part of that word is like a key that unlocks secrets for us and takes us up to the next level, just like in the Assassin's Creed game. So, Lord, help us to spend time reading your word, and if we need a grown-up to help us understand it, then we ask and pray that those grown-ups will be involved in that. And so we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you are dismissed. What's that? I'm not a teacher. Thank you very much. I'm not a teacher. What do teachers say? Oh yeah, teachers say class dismissed, don't they? Shall we stand to receive the offering? Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you shower our lives with, whether they be financial, whether they be relational through the people that we know. For all your good things, Lord, we praise your name. And so use these gifts, Lord, a small token of what you've given to us as we return to you. Use them for your kingdom's glory in Gorebridge and beyond. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.